السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا اللہ تعالیٰ کا ایک نام ستار ہے. لغات میں لکھا ہے کہ ستار کے معنی ہے
حضور says that one name of Allah Almighty is ستار
جو پردے میں ہے
and in a dictionary the meaning is written that the person who is hidden out of eyes
یعنی اللہ تعالیٰ کی ذات ہی ہے
and about Allah Almighty is It is said, Wallahu Sattarul Ayyub, that it is Allah who covers up the shortcomings and the weaknesses. And not only this, that Allah Almighty covers up the weaknesses and shortcomings of the people, but it is mentioned in a hadith that Allah Almighty likes the covering and the forgiveness. Musnad Ahmad has narrated one hadith. It is mentioned therein that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah in Allah azza wa jal yuhibbul haya. Hazrat Yala bin Umayyah has narrated this one that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said
satr ko pasand karta hai.
That surely Allah Almighty he likes covering
اور کس طرح اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے بندے کی پھر کس طرح اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے بندے کی ستر اور پردہ پوشی فرماتا ہے اس بارے میں بھی ایک روایت ہے صفوان بن مورز
بیان کرتے ہیں and all almighty covers up the weaknesses of the human beings there is another incident mentioned صفوان relates that the person he asked حضرت ابن عمر that what have you listened from the secret conversation from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam
ke tum mein se koi apne rab ke kareeb hoga yahan tak ki
and he said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned
fir farmayega
that whenever somebody is very close to Allah Almighty that he will put his shade upon that person and then he will tell you that you did such and such things and he said yes I did and then دنیا میں ہی وڈ مینشن سم تھنگ مور ڈیڈ یو ڈو لائک دیٹ اینڈ ہی وڈ سے after getting all this permission from that person, Allah Almighty would say that in this life, I covered this sin, this weakness on you during this worldly life. Today, on the day of judgment, I also cover this sin. Whatever wrong things we have done, I forgive all of them. So this is the loving God who always covers up the weaknesses of the people and forgives them. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has written in one place that other religions, the concept of the forgiveness of Allah which they have, they cannot present that concept truly. If this concept had been there, this has been there in Christians, then this subject of atonement would not have been there. Similarly, in Aryas, there should not have been any concept of transmigration of souls. And so which they believe that people come in various shapes and forms in this life. So this whole concept, the true concept of covering and sattari, and this is presented only by Islam, this is manifested in this life, and also it will be done in the life to come. But this meaning should never be taken from it, that as Allah Almighty loves the covering the faults of other people, and He forgave the person, that I covered these things on your part during the life, and here in the hereafter I also cover it up. So no one should take it as some people should be go out of bound, and there should be no distinction of good and bad, and they should consider themselves totally free to do whatever they like. Because they think, they may say that we are going to be forgiven, even if we do bad things here or later on, they are going to be forgiven. In one hadith it is mentioned that there are so many coverings upon the believers that they cannot truly be mentioned and cannot be exhausted. Allah Almighty has a moment when He does happens to commit a sin, then these curtains which Allah Almighty has put upon them, they are torn open one by one. And if He continues to do like that, so then it is written, then there is no curtain remain. And then He says, Allah Almighty says to the angels that you cover that person. So then they bring their curtains and cover that person. This is how Allah Almighty shows up this quality of covering. But a human being, a person, if a person does not try to mend his ways and change his condition, then what treatment Allah Almighty gives to that person? It is a long hadith, and a part of that is mentioned that then Allah Almighty, after the angels cover that person up, if that person repents, then Allah Almighty accepts the repentance from that person, and all his curtains, they are which had been taken away, they are all returned to him. Rather, in lieu of one curtain, there are more 9 curtains which are granted to that person, and so that they could be serve as a covering. But if the person does not repent and continues to commit sins, so then the angels say that how can we cover up this man? He has gone so much, advanced so much, that he is soiling this curtain as well. Then Allah Almighty says that now you leave this person. And what treatment is then done to that person? Allah Almighty says that Allah Almighty, every weakness and shortcoming and sin that he might have done in the darkness, Allah Almighty exposes that. And there is no covering from Allah Almighty then. So therefore, every moment and believer should always be very careful about it, that Allah Almighty should make us a person who is covered, and we should always be benefiting from the covering granted to us by Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, on the subject, he says in one place that the requirement of Malik Yawm al-Din is that one should get the objective as a person does a great effort to qualify an exam, and if there are 3 or 4 marks left, so then in the worldly arrangement there is no consideration for that and the person fails. But the rahimiyat, the forgiveness of Allah Almighty, takes care of that and declares him as qualified. And then he says that in Islam, the concept of Allah is presented in this way, of such a God, that he is the sum total of all the good qualities. He is Rahman, that without action he grants the people, blesses the people. Islam has presented that concept of Allah, that he has got all types of attributes and praise in it, in him. He is the one who can comprehend and have all these qualities in him. He is such a God who gives the people in the true sense of the term and shows the manifestation of Rahmaniyat. If there is somebody who has not done anything at all or has might done something little bit, still he gives him more. And his malikiyat, that he is Rahman, he is Malik, the malikiyat, the attribute of malikiyat shows such examples that we see the manifestation of rahimiyat as well, rahmaniyat as well. And Allah Almighty continues to cover the weakness of that person. And then he says that Malik-e-Yawm-e-Din, the meaning of that is, as I mentioned, that he attains to his objective. No government can give this assurance that everyone who qualifies, he will get a job. But the perfect government of Allah Almighty, and that is having unlimited treasures of wealth, anyone who does anything, he makes everybody successful and gives him the objective. And as compared with the virtues and the good deeds, and in lieu of that, some of the weaknesses which are left there, they are also overcome and they are covered. And Allah Almighty is very modest and have the quality of shyness, and he also gives the honor of the person in such a way, as it is mentioned in Hadith, that Allah Almighty likes this quality of modesty and shyness. And it is not in the meaning that Allah Almighty hesitates to say something, but the objective is that a person should not be put to shame by the disclosure of that. It is said that he does not expose, but a time comes when a person becomes shameless and very advanced in this weakness, and then he does not benefit from the quality of covering, but his weakness is advanced too much. Then at that point, such a person is disgraced. Sayyid Masih Maud alayhi salam says that my objective was only this much by mentioning all this, that in Rahimiyat there is a quality of covering, but before this covering it is required that there should be some action, and if there is any weakness or shortcoming in that, then Allah Almighty, because of this quality, he covers up that weakness, and sometime he shows the manifestation of Rahmaniyat. The summary of this writing is that sometimes the covering is done through Rahimiyat. And whatever action he is doing, the person is doing, he is being rewarded. And if the person has got a feeling of shame and repentance, and he turns to repentance to Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty covers up that shortcoming and sin.
Allah Ta'ala ke hayaar aur pardaposhi ko pasand karne se ye matlab hargiz nahi ke insaan.
So therefore this thing that Allah Almighty likes haya, the shyness, the modesty and the covering, it does not mean that a person should go on advancing and committing his vices and weaknesses. There is no justification of advancing in vices. And that person, if he does so, then he is going to spoil the whole community if Allah Almighty does not forgive. So one should be paying attention to this one, and this explanation has been given in Hadith, that those people who do not have any sense of consideration, then Allah Almighty does not care such people. And those sins which they might have committed in darkness, Allah Almighty exposes that. So with reference to this sifat of satar, of Allah Almighty, that he covers up, one should always regularly praying that keep us always under the cover of your, under the shade of your covering. And these are the prayers which are taught by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one narration it is mentioned, Hazrat Jubair bin Mutam relates that I heard Ibn Umar say like this, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would never forget these prayers or leave these prayers. He was very regular in saying that, O Allah, you cover up my nakedness and my fears into peace. And, O my Allah, protect me from those dangers which I have in front of me and on my back, and those which are on my right and on my left, and those which are above me. And I come into the protection of your greatness from those fears which may come from underneath
me.
So these are the prayers to get absolute covering and protection from Allah Almighty. And these were the promises given to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, but still he used to pray. Rather, he has mentioned in one place that my Satan has been converted to Islam. Actually, these prayers are for us, and they are taught to us. And Allah Almighty, so understanding this point, so Allah Almighty enable us to continue offering these prayers and also to act according to this one. And in this age, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has also taught us prayers. I would just like to present some examples of that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, O my benefactor and my Allah, I am just a servant, good for nothing, a useless servant. You have seen injustice from me upon injustice, and you gave me bounty upon bounty, and you saw my sins, and you showed me the favor, and you always covered me up and gave me limitless bounties from you. So now, this humble servant, good for nothing, useless person, and you please forgive all my weaknesses and deliver me from this anxiety, because there is none else apart from you who can do so. Ameen. And then he says in one place, there is another prayer which he has taught as follows, that, O Lord of the universe, I cannot express thanks for all the bounties that you have given. You are extremely gracious, and there are limitless bounties of you upon me. Forgive me my sin so that I should not be destroyed, and instill your pure love in my heart so that I can get life, and cover me up and enable me to perform such deeds which are pleasing to you. I invoke the blessing of your face that your wrath should descend upon me and protect me from the calamities of the life and hereafter, because you are the source of all the blessings. Ameen. So these are the prayers. These we should be taking them very particularly, and to come into the protection of Allah Almighty. And we should always keeping an eye over our weaknesses and shortcomings. And by coming into the protection of Allah, we should try to avoid all these.
اللہ تعالیٰ کی صفت ستار سے فیض پانے اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضلوں کو جذب کر کے
then Hazur says that in order to get benefit from this quality of sattar and to absorbing the blessings of Allah Almighty and in order to absorb the blessings of Allah Almighty the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what responsibilities he has put upon a believer I would like to present certain hadith in one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that any person who covered the chastity of a woman, Muslim lady, Allah Almighty will protect him. This thing is particularly more important for those people. And I am narrating it for the, particularly for those people. That those, when there are some misunderstanding between husband and wife, they try to put allegation upon the other and accuse other people, allege other. And particularly when the people are accusing their in-laws and other relatives of the boy and the girl, then unnecessarily they are putting these allegations. Allah Almighty says to cover up the faults of other people. And some of the things which are genuine, they are told. And sometimes absolutely baseless allegations are put across. Sometimes the boy or his family members, they go to the court and they put such allegations that when you listen to them, one is really put to shame. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that the chastity and the sanctity of a Muslim lady should be protected and covered, and Allah Almighty will reward you for that. Sometimes there is misunderstanding, temperament is different, whatever reason may be. If they have to separate, then let them be separated. But the allegations which are put, they can do so without putting those allegations. Their objective can be achieved without putting allegation like these allegations of this nature. One Ahmadi should always avoid putting allegation on the other party. And particularly the example of the chastity and the sanctity of the Muslim lady is given, but it can be taken in a general way. Hazrat Khudri relates that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that a mu'min, if he looks at the fault of his brother and then covers up, then Allah Almighty will enter that person into paradise. Instead of looking for the weaknesses of other people and shortcomings, and this actually, the family members on the both sides have been warned that in order to solve your problems, you then you do it in the those ways which are permissible, not through allegations. And if you do it in the lawful manner and cover the faults, so then when the new relationship is established, then some thing of secret are known to one another. If you are going to cover them up, in case your relationship is bad, then Allah Almighty will enter you into paradise. In the first hadith, the mention was that you will avoid the punishment from Allah, that Allah Almighty will protect you from the fire. Because you covered up the faults of others. And here it is mentioned that Allah Almighty will enter them into paradise. Not only they will be protected from punishment, but they will also be given some rewards. So these are the ways of Allah Almighty, for He gives His blessing. And another hadith explains, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar relates that the Holy Prophet said that Muslim is a brother of another Muslim, nor he does injustice, nor he deserts him in time of need. And whosoever is always helping the person to overcome his needs, then Allah Almighty also gives him the help. And any Muslim who removes any difficulty from his Muslim brother, that on the day of judgment day, Allah Almighty will also remove his hardship on the day of judgment. And if any Muslim covers up the faults of other people, then on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will also give him the covering. So this is the standard. which should be found in a true Muslim, which should be found in a true Ahmadi. Those who have they have done the bath at the hand of the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, and they have made a covenant to be avoid from these bad things, vices. Hazrat Masih Maud, salatu wasalam, what he says that I see that there are some misunderstandings and quarrels between the members of the Jamaat, and sometime on petty things they try to allege one another and attack their honor and respect. And because of these petty things, they try to attack on the insult, on the respect of other people. So this should not be the way. Rather, if somebody accepts his weakness and his fault, then what is the harm in forgiving that? Some people, on very petty things, small things, they do not leave that person alone. One should avoid this attitude. Allah Almighty has got one name, Sattar. So why does not he have mercy upon his brother? And why does not he cover up the faults of that one? So he should always be covering and never allege his honor and grace. He says that in a small book I found it written there that a king, he used to write the wording of the Holy Quran, the verses of the Quran he used to write. A mullah said that this verse has not been written correctly. The king immediately encircled that verse and said that I will see to that later on. When the mullah went away, then the king removed that circle, and when somebody asked him, instead of striking the bird, you have taken away the circle. Actually, he said that actually the mullah was in the wrong, but I just put the circle to just so that he may be feeling satisfied. So this was one aspect of the modesty which he showed, and also the magnanimity. That despite being my subject, how can you put speak like that in front of me? But also did his satari and covering, and did not mention his fault in front of him, and he just put a circle. So Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that this should be actually a standard. It is great arrogance. It is the root of arrogance. That when you just catch hold of a weakness of somebody else and advertise that, that spoils the whole person. One should avoid that. If all these things are a part of the taqwa, righteousness, and in a person who takes care of all these things, he is actually included among the angels. And there is no element of forgiveness, of arrogance left in that person. The job of the angel is to submit. And this is the person who does like that, he would be among the angels. Get the quality of righteousness, and because after that, all the blessings from Allah Almighty, they are given to the righteous people, and a muttaqi, a righteous person, is protected from so many trials and difficulties of the life. There are so many things nowadays. So if you acquire taqwa, then you will be protected from all types of weaknesses. Allah Almighty will be covering up those faults. Until you do not do like that, it is useless. These people are not going to benefit from coming into my path. And how can they get the benefit when this great insult is in them? Injustice is in them, and even if they do some other good thing, but if this zulm and injustice is there in those people, then it is useless. Then those people who are arrogant and show off, and they are very hot-tempered, and if they also have these weaknesses, then what is the difference between them and other people? And if they are committing show-off, and sometimes people get short-tempered, they become very angry suddenly. So then what remains the difference? The one who is really a rightly-minded person and a nice gentleman, if there is one or two people, they will be just a sort of a means of saving other people. But a person, a person who gets this quality, he has got a good virtue. And this is a matter of the truth, that the one who comes from Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty gives him a portion of this benefit. And so always remember that on petty small things, to tease other people and to give them harm, this is not right. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the one who perfected the noble character, the morals, and all the good morals were put into him, given to him. And the last final example of this character has been presented by Allah Almighty. So if at this time there is people do not follow this one, then it will be very sad on their part. And these prophecies are being fulfilled nowadays. You should try to benefit from that. So he says that do not put allegations upon other people. Because sometime by alleging other people, one is himself caught into those crimes. But if that fault is not actually there, then if the fault is there, then his matter is with Allah Almighty. But it's very sad that some people, they sometimes allege such very some impure actions to those people, and just by looking at that, they put allege other people, and very cruel type of allegations are there. So be kind to the people, give them benefits, and always be kind to your people, to your neighbors and to your brothers, and live them amicably with them. And first and foremost is avoid setting up partners with Allah Almighty. Because actually that is the root of all the sins. And this is the cause of all the sins, that there is the bad aspect of shirk. And if some people are, they know that Allah Almighty is always watching over them, they cannot possibly do anything of that nature. Taking care of other people and covering up Allah Almighty, as most strongly mentioned in one verse of the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu istanibu kaseeran minaz-zanni inna baz-zanni ismun wala tajassasu wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. That, O you people who have believed, avoid suspicion, because some suspicion that lead to sin, and don't be very and backbiting, don't indulge in backbiting. Do you, anyone would like to have the flesh of the dead brother? So you would do that. And have the fear of Allah. Allah Almighty is accepting the tawbah and repentance, and He is very gracious and merciful. The suspicion which is mentioned in this verse, that is the ill thinking about other people. In the spread of these vices, this ill thinking, badzanni, is something which is very important. Because of this ill thinking, people start searching for the faults in other people, so that they can disgrace those people in front of others. Therefore, Allah says that among your mutual relationship, in the private affairs of the people, you should not unnecessarily investigate in those matters. Because Allah Almighty does not like this habit. And after this investigation or probing into this matter, the next step would be that you will be then indulging in backbiting. And whatever you will find about other people, you will start talking in his absence. And then you will do so in order to bring a bad name to that person. And Allah Almighty is the one who forgives, covers up the weaknesses. And those things which Allah Almighty has covered up, so through secretly finding out those things, we have disclosed that. And then you have started backbiting. So this is something which is extremely horrible. Allah Almighty does not like these things. which Allah Almighty has covered up. So no one has the right to disclose those things, those weaknesses of other people. And this hadith which I have mentioned, in that Allah Almighty has mentioned that the one who does not cover up the faults of other people, he will be punished for that. Because this lack of this quality of covering, while it is defaming other people and making him like naked in front of other people, at the same time, there will be disorder in the whole society. And anybody about his secrets, if they are disclosed in the society among the people, then the reaction of that would be very strong, and it could be very resentment, and as a result of that, mutual enmity and animosity will be there. And Allah Almighty likes that people should be behaving nicely, and there should be examples of rohmao bainahum, that you are taking care of one another, loving one another. And then with the disclosure of these secrets, when some people are going to do like that, the hidden things of the believers are mentioned, then the result of that, then their mutual relationship will be spoiled. And when you will do like that, then the other person will get angry, and then there will be disorder and enmity between you. And those things which you say, there may be certain things which may spoil the relationship between them. And you will be just creating hatred between the relationship of people. If you say that some of your relative or your brother, at that time, he was saying this thing on that particular occasion, so if that person has done this backbiting, then why the person who listened, he should not immediately have stopped that, and he should have advised the person not to do so. And if he was unable to advise him, that why didn't he pray for that person, that Allah Almighty should reform that person? But now, by mentioning the same thing, he would be spreading it further. He is indulging in backbiting. So this person who does the backbiting, he is having this crime of backbiting. And he is also committing the crime of not covering up the fault of others. And thirdly, he is also means of creating the disorder in society. And regarding this disorder, Allah Almighty says that this is a trial which is even more horrible than killing the people. And then another point is that by doing so, the one who backbites, he is responsible for spreading these obnoxious things in society, indecent things in society, because those things which are being mentioned, that is the vice. Then for weaker people, those who are weak in their faith, for some youngsters, it becomes sort of temptation or motivation that if that person has done this, then let's also do that. So then Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That surely those people who wish that the vices should spread among the believers, for them there is punishment in this life and also very grievous punishment in the hereafter. Now you can see that despite the fact that Allah Almighty likes modesty and covering and to forgive them, but for those people who want to disclose the vices of other people and spread them, and they want to promote this lack of modesty in the people and want to spread these vices among the believers, then those the people are included. Those who are talking to one another, they do so or openly say these things, and Allah Almighty says about these people that they are going to get this punishment in this life and the life to come. Because when they are openly, they are spreading these vices openly. And when your secret things of the people are being mentioned and disclosed among the people, then all these standards of modesty and shame, they are completely taken away. And in this Western society, the openly the things which are being done, they are because of the fact that there is no quality of modesty left in them. And now, nowadays on television and other modes of media, they have made the whole world in a modest, without any modesty. And that is why this nakedness and permissiveness is spreading in the society. And it is very sad that sometimes some Ahmadis, they are also involved in that. So therefore, Islam has put great stress on the veil and the covering and the modesty, that no one should ever be in search of finding the faults of other people and then spreading it. If there is a weakness comes to your knowledge, and that person is so shameless that he is doing it in public and repeats it, goes on repeating it, then there is a Jamaati Nizam organization is there. They should be informed, and you have done your duty by informing that, and then you pray for that person. If you are responsible for spreading his vice and enjoying it by spreading it, then you are going away from the quality of taqwa. And if suppose there is some vice which comes to your knowledge just by chance, and after that person has repented from that vice and sin, but still because of some enmity with that person, if you get some opportunity and somebody comes to know about that weakness, and he goes on spreading it, then he not only he is tearing this curtain of secrecy and covering, but then you are doing something like this, that a person is eating the flesh of his dead brother. So in order to cleanse your society from all types of disorder and also to protect yourself from the fire of hell, this covering and the sins of other, weaknesses of other people is very essential. And as I said, this should be done with prayer, and the information to responsible officers of the Jamaat is a must. And then it becomes the responsibility of that official of the Jamaat that in secret he should try to rectify the situation, and to and if somebody is insistent upon that, then as far as possible, it is the responsibility of the office holders that this matter should not be divulged to other people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that our Jamaat should do like that, that when you look at the fault of someone, then they should pray for that person. And if they don't pray and go on spreading it, then they are committing sin as a result of that. Is there any sin which cannot be forgiven? Always you should help the other people in matters of sin by praying for that person. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ was asked about the backbiting, he said that a matter which is true, mentioning it in his absence, that if he is present in that one, he would dislike that, that is called ghibat and backbiting. And if that thing is not to be found in that person and you relate that, that is called alleging a person, and a false accusation and allegation is there. Allah Almighty says the same verse, أَيُّهِبُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَاكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. This backbiting is has been described by way of example of eating the flesh of the dead brother. Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the Jamaat is in the beginning, but now after 120 years, when they, with the lapse of time, is distant away from the Prophet, then these weaknesses, they come up again. And the more the number of the Jamaat increases by the grace of Allah, and different types of people are becoming part of the Jamaat, and they have not cleansed their weaknesses properly, and some old Ahmadis, if they are not properly established in righteousness and do not understand the quality of righteousness, then these vices, they go on spreading. So this period is again, in that respect, is very dangerous, and we have to be very careful regarding our reformation and improvement. And this point, which has been mentioned by the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, should be kept in mind very carefully. He said that certain vices are such which are in the community. Just like a person who recovers from the some ailment, sickness. And if you find someone in a weaker position somehow, then you advise that person. If you really have the sympathy with the Jamaat, with the fellow beings, that whenever you find anybody to be showing some weakness in him, then instead of divulging his weaknesses and exposing him, and you highlight his weaknesses, you should give him the advice secretly and pray for him and advise him, just like a good friend. If he doesn't listen to that one, then you pray for that person. And if he does not benefit from both the things, then this should be taken as a matter of decree. If Allah Almighty has made him like that, so, but they should not be feeling angry with that and expose his weaknesses to other people. Then, Hazur says, as I have said, the Jamaat organization is there. They can be approached, and then this is the responsibility of the administration of the Jamaat, that they should keep all these matters extremely confidential. And they should not be known to the other people. And there are so many thieves and adulterers. They became very completely changed people. So if somebody's child is bad, so we should always try our best to improve that. And similarly, we should not left our brother abandoned and left him alone, but try to reform him. This is not the teaching of the Holy Quran, that you see the weaknesses and expose that person and spread it. But Allah Almighty says, Tawasaw bil sabre, but Tawasaw bil marhama, that he should show with steadfastness and mercy. And marhama means that you should advise the people when you see the weaknesses of that person and pray for that person. And prayer is extremely useful. And that person is worthy of extreme, he is very bad. That he mentions his fault many times, but does not pray for a single time. The prayer, the weakness should be mentioned only at that time when you have already prayed for that person 40 times before that. You should follow takhallaqu bi akhlaqil, get the attributes of Allah Almighty. We should not be exposing and spreading the weaknesses of people, as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. This is the sin, that one should spread those weaknesses of people. There were two students of Sheikh Sadi, and he was a knowledgeable person. He was very well-read and knowledgeable. And the first one mentioned to the other one that whenever I mention something, the other person feels a great, rancor for that and doesn't like it. And the Sheikh Sadi mentioned that one person has got the way of destruction, and then you are the one who has told me his weakness, and that is like a backbiting. So he says that this community cannot go on progressing unless with the forgiveness and modesty and prayer and covering up the fault is not a regular feature of the members of the Jamaat. Now that Jamaat is expanding and progressing, special efforts should be made in this line nowadays. And we should not be unnecessarily prolonging the disputes among us. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has many places. In several places, he has advised the member of the Jamaat regarding this matter. Allah Almighty enable us that we always act upon these teachings, and we always benefit from this quality of Sattar, the tarih of Allah Almighty, quality of covering. Allah Almighty may have mercy upon us, and Allah Almighty enable us to create dislike for all these vices. Allah Almighty create dislike in our hearts from all.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر